On the flam of a base, the bottom of the Mishnah. Again, Mishnah says, "Nochri shilves Yisrael al chemtzay." If a goy lent money to a Yisrael, al chemtzay means the Yisrael gave his chometz back to the goy. Is achra pesach muter bano? After Pesach, we say that chometz is also bano, is muter bano, even though really it's Yiddish chometz. It's the Yisrael's chometz. The Yisrael gave his chometz to a goy to hold for a mashkin. Still, we say after Pesach that chometz is muter bano. And the opposite way, for Yisrael shehilve es nochri, a Yisrael that lent money to a goy. Al chemtzay. Now the Yisrael told the goy, "Give me a mashkin. I want to make sure I get back $100." So the goy gave him like $100 worth of bread. So the goy is holding the Yisrael's chometz. He's a locher achra Pesach osav ano. After Pesach, it's still osav ano, because since it's the Yisrael's chometz, even though the Yisrael gave it to a goy, that the goy, the goy gave his chometz to a Yisrael to hold. So since the Yisrael is holding it now, it's like Yisrael's chometz, and therefore it's osav ano. That's what the Mishnah says. So in other words, whoever is holding the chometz, it's like in his reshus. So in the Reisha, the Goy was holding the Chometz is Mutter Bano. And the Sefer, the Yisrael, is holding the Chometz, therefore it's Asa Bano. In other words, when you give a Chometz for a Mashkin to somebody else, the person that's holding the Mashkin, it's like his. So if the Yisrael lent the money and the Goy gave him the Mashkin back, it's also after Pesach. If the opposite way, the Goy gave the money to the Yisrael and the Yisrael now gave his Chometz back to a goy to hold for a mashkin, so since the goy is holding the mashkin over Pesach, we say it's like in a goy's rishus, and therefore it's mutter b'hano. So the Gemara, itma, we learned. Baal choyv. What about a regular baal choyv? Like Rashi says, a baal choyv means ha'mal ve'es chaveroi. I lent you money. Ve'shibud loy nechosif. And I make it tonight, I lent you $100, I want to make sure you pay me back. Let's say you have no money later, so you nechosim the karka that you own, it'll meshubit to me. That's called ve'shibud loy nechosif. If you don't pay me back, we make up for a month's time of letting you use my $100. If you don't pay me back within the month, then I have a right to collect from your nechosim, from your karka. And it came the end of the month. After you used the money for a month's time, you're supposed to pay me back. Now you don't have any money to pay me back. So locher is what? That Ruvain, the Malva, has the right to go to the loiver and take away his nechosim. Is Abaye Wama Lamafreyu Goiva. When the malva collects the karka, collects the property from the loiva, it's considered like the mafreyu, all the way before it belonged to you. Like Rashi says, "Abayu amal mafreyu goivam." Kviyosa shegov achshav. That the malva now collects the karka, igloyi milse. It's negala. We see clearly now the mishor shehalveyu omdo nichosav halolo becheskosin. That as soon as I gave you the money a month ago, when I gave you the $100. It's considered like right now I see you're not going to pay me back the $100. So what are you going to do? You're going to... So what does Rashi say? That omdu nechosav alolo beches kosoi. That we say right now, when I'm giving you the money, it's like we see now, it's like we could see that you're not going to pay back money. So what am I going to collect from your karka, from your nechosav, your property? So right now, as soon as I give you the money, it's as if I own your property. That's the way Abaye says. Whenever you don't pay back the money later, and I collect up the property for the chayiv, it's l'mafreya, we look as if right now the property belongs to me. For Rav Amano, Rav says, no, mikana la bohu goyve. No, the first month I gave you the money to hold on to was a regular halvor. The first month you're using the money, the karka still belongs to you. It's only at the end of the month, when it comes to time you're supposed to pay me back, and at that time you don't have the money, then I go down and take away your property. At that second, when I take your property, that's when it belongs to me. But before that time, it belonged to the loiva. It was your property. Even though your property is meshubit to me, I have a ksas kinyan, I have a ksas chus to take it away later. But up until I take it, we still consider it like yours. It's not mine. That's Rav Svara. And Abaye says no. Abaye says when you do collect it later, we look as if you owned it all the way from before, from b'shas halvor. We'll soon see what the nafkimina is. So the Gemara, kol heicha di akdish loiva, if the loiva was makdish nechosim. In other words, Reuven gave Shimon money to hold. So Shimon is the loiva. And Shimon went right after the Avor and was makdish, says the nechosim, that's meshubit back to Reuven, he went and made a hegdish. Or else, vizovin loiva. Or else the loiva went and sold the property. Is then kula yamalai pligi di osim alvi v'toref. Everybody holds then that he doesn't have a right to sell it, that the malva could come and take it away from the person that bought it. Or else we also malva pour it. the Malva has the right now to go to Hegdish and say that property was not in the right for the Loiva to be Makdashit, because that property was Meshubah to me. Therefore, Midrabbonin, we say you should be poyder it, give a penny, give at least some money to Hegdish. This is Gzeira de Galocha, Rashi says, that it shouldn't look to people like Hegdish goes out for nothing. Because really, really, the Hegdish wasn't Chal. Since you Loiva, you know your karka now is Meshubah to somebody else. You know right now, if you can't pay up that money, the Malva has a right to take away your karka. It doesn't belong to you. It's like Rashi says, it's not called in your Rishus. Since it's Meshubah to somebody else, that makes it not in your Rishus. Even though it belongs to you, but it's not enough in your Rishus. Therefore, you have no right to sell it, or you have no right to be Makdashit. So the Hegdish really is not Chal. Just Midrabbonin, though, that people shouldn't think you're taking something away from Hegdish without being poiderit, you're supposed to be poiderit one a little bit. It's Tanan. Moisefoy dinner. Just take one more dinner, or poiderit on the Chosim Elu. You have a right to be poiderit these Nechosim. So this everybody is masking to. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Izovin Loiva Moichon Acherim. If the Loiva now sold his property to somebody else, is Kuliyam Loipligi. Everybody holds he has no right to sell it. Afilu L'Rava Diyama Adashav Hoye B'Shus Loiva. Even if according to Rava that says Kol Zaman the Loiva didn't come the end of the month, the Loiva didn't give away his property, the property still belongs to the Loiva. Of a Moidhu Rav is Moidhu Diyem Mechiros L'Acherim Mechira. The Loiva now has no right to sell his property. It's not called Hegdish either. Why? Because he made a mashkin. It's Meshubit, like he made it for a mashkin. In other words, I made up. I'm taking $100 from you, and I'm telling you, in case I don't have the money to pay you back at the end of the month, you have a right to take my karka. So this karka right now is Chalish Shibud. It's like a mashkin to you. Even though, according to Rav, it belongs to me, it belongs to the Leiva, of the Einoi Rishusai. Not in your Rishus, like you don't have the right to do whatever you want with it, because your property is Meshubah to the Malva. V'rachmona omar v'ish ki yaktish es beisoi kodesh. V'dashin ma beisoi Rishusoi, just like a normal house is in your Rishus, you can do whatever you want with it, you can use it, not use it. Av kol Rishusoi. Not only is it enough that it belongs to you, it has to be in your Rishus, it means you can do whatever you want with it. But here, since you said this karka is Meshubah to the Malva, that you said in case I can't pay you back within the month, I have to give away this karka, it's not called this karka is my Rishus. Therefore, even according to Rava, you can't sell it, and you can't be Makdashit. That everybody is masking. That's not a Machlekes. Gemara says, Ki Pligi, where is the other Machlekes? The Zovin Malva. Here's the case. Where the Malva right now went and sold that karka. Or else the Kiddish Malva. The Malva went right now and was Makdish to karka. That's where the Machlekes is. What happened again, clearly, Reuven gave Shimon $100. And I told Shimon, if you don't pay me back within the month, I have a right to take your karka. So right now, right after that statement, Reuven went right now and sold your karka. Like Reuven, Yamdon, the stomach, he's not going to have the money at the end of the month, and I'll probably take away his property, the $100 worth of his property. So right now, the Reuven, the Malva went and sold the karka. Or else right now, the Malva went and was Makdashit. Right now. And then when it comes to the end of the month, the time when he goes to Shimon and says, give me the $100, and Shimon says, no, I don't have the money. So then at that time, that's when Reuven really takes the property. Then Reuven was Chayzer. Reuven says, you know what? I don't want to be Makdish anymore. You know what? I don't want it to be sold anymore. I don't want the Mechira to be Chal. So what's the Loch in such a case? Here is the Machlokes. Abaye, Omer Abaye, says, L'mafreye hu goyva. You should know, you Reuven, you Malva, if he doesn't pay up the money later and you collect the property, it's considered like you got the property right away. It's l'mafreya who gave him. It's like it belonged to you all the way before. L'mafreya means from before. As soon as I gave you the money, right now we see as if the property belongs to me. So therefore, l'mafreya gave kivan demate zimne b'loy pare, when it comes the end of the month and the loiva does not pay them out for the $100, Shimon doesn't have the money to pay up, is the Gloyi Milsalam Afreya, is Nizgala we see clearly right now from before, the Mikoreb Yeshusei Hevi Koi, that this property was in your Rishus, like really belonged to you. This is Abaye Svara, that at the end of the month, when the Leiva doesn't have the money to pay up, but instead he gives up his karka, he gives up the property he owns, that property belongs to the Malva from before, from the time he gave the money. Therefore, V'shafer Agdish, since the Malva right away said, I want that property to be Hegdish, I want the karka to become Hegdish, v'shap is oven, or else when he sold it to somebody else, either or, either he was Makdashit, or else he sold that karka to somebody else, the lacha is it's chal, because it's igloi lemafreya that really belonged to you at that time. So if you want to be chayzer now, you can't be chayzer. Once you're maktish something, you can't stand be chayzer. You are maktish it. You made it hegdish. It belongs to the giver right now, the gizba right now. The halacha from hegdish betoyis that you had a toys, but here it's not a toys. Just time you want to retract what you did, you can't do it. Who was it if you sold it? If you sold the kaka to somebody else with a kinyan, you wrote a shtar, you gave money then, the mechir was chal. Now when you change your mind, you have no right to change your mind. That's what Abaye says. For Rava Rama, no. Rava holds no. Mikana la bohu goyva. True, when the Malva Ruven gave Shimon $100 a month ago, your kaka, Shimon's kaka is meshubah to me. But I don't own it yet. Still belongs to you, the kaka. And that Ruven right away said, I want to sell the kaka, I have no right to sell it. It's not mine. That I said right away, I'm being makdashit, I have no right to be makdashit, it's not mine. It still belongs to the leiver. Why? What's the svara? Kivan dilu have lezuzi. Because this whole month, you can't say right now it's like it belongs to the malva. Because let's say the leiver has money to pay back. Have a mesalik lub zuzi. He could always pay back with money. Really, all it was a loan here. Ruven gave Shimon $100. So really, all Shimon has to do is give him back $100. We're only saying that it comes at the end of the month and Shimon doesn't have any money to give back, so then it's chal din shibud to say that if you can't pay back the money, your karka, your property, you have to pay back instead. So, but the whole month, you can't say the property, the karka, belongs to the malvim, because if Shimon has money, he can pay back with money. So you see, the karka really belongs to him. When do we say he loses his rights to the karka? When at the end of the month he doesn't have the money to pay up, from now on, we'll give the karka back to the malva, back to Ruvain, and now it belongs to Ruvain. It's only right now that we say the malva owns the karka. So therefore, even though a month ago the malva was makdish the karka, or a month ago the malva sold it to somebody else, and then 2 days ago he had chazori, he had charoti, he says, no, I don't want hegdish to be chal, he has the right to say no. Because up until now, he didn't own the karka. Up until now, it's just halvor. Shimon owes me money. If Shimon pays him back the money, that's it. I don't get the karka. It's only at the end of the month when the time is up. And now Shimon doesn't pay me the $100. Now I go down to take the karka. So from now on, it belongs to me. If I makdish it now, avada den hegdish is chal. If I sell it now, avada den it's chal. But we're talking about where a month ago he was makdish it. And now he's chayzer. He says, no, I changed my mind. I don't want the hegdish to be chal. So according to Abaye, that we look as if you owned it all the way from before, as soon as you gave over the money, we consider giving over the money as if to say you get the karka then. So since at that time you were makdish it, and we look as if it really belonged to you then, to hegdish chal, you don't have a right to change your mind. That's Abaye's svara. Rava says no, here you have a right to change your mind. Since it's not yours 100%, because if the leiver does have money, he can pay up with money and you won't see the karka. So we don't say the karka belongs to you until actually you take it. Until actually at the end of the month, he doesn't have the money to pay you, then you go down and take possession of the property, then it belongs to you. But before that we say, no, it still belongs to the leiver, therefore what you said before doesn't mean anything. That's the machlokes Abaye v'Rav. For the Gemara Kasha now, a little bit of a comment here, Luxubis. Umi yomar Rav hochi, is it true that Rav said like this? That Rav says what? Only mikano labohu goiva. That when you collect property from the chayiv, we only consider it yours right now when you take it. But before, when you gave the money, nothing doing. That was just a regular loan, and the property doesn't belong to you until you collect it actually. Is that true? V'yomar Rami b'chomer, he said a case like this. Ruvain shemocha soda l'shimim b'achrayis. Ruvain owned property, karka, and he sold it to his friend Shimon, b'achrayis. B'achrayis means, what's the English word b'achrayis? What? Responsibility with that. Let's say now Ruvain selling his karka to Shimon. Now Ruvain owes money to other people, and since he owes money to other people, they have a right to collect their chayiv from the karka. So when Ruvain now goes and sells his property to Shimon, those people, they come to collect from Ruvain. He doesn't have the money. Those people have a right to go to Shimon and take away the karka from Shimon. So Shimon's gonna lose his money. So in that, therefore, it takes the bachrayis. Bachrayis means that in case the property is taken away from Shimon, Shimon goes back to Reuben and says, you owe me the money for it. That's the, what's in the short? What's the property called? Guarantee. Bachrayis is a guarantee. I'm selling to you with a guarantee. That let's say it's this property is taken away from you, to get a guarantee from me, I'll pay you back the money. So Reuben, Shimacha, Sodel, Shimon, Bachrayis. I gave you, Shimon, a guarantee. If the property is taken away from you, Shimon, I'll pay you the money. Vizok for none of the milva. Now, making the Yeah. What? Okay. All right. He's making it into a guarantee now, right? There's Zok for Nola B'Milva. Now, also, Shimon doesn't have any money on the spot. Shimon doesn't pay for the field right now. So Shimon says, I'm making it a milva. In other words, I'm making it like I owe you the money. Really, I'm buying Reuven's property for $100. I don't have the money right now. So I write like a chayv, I owe you $100. Zok for Nola B'Milva. I write you a chayv now, that now I owe you $100. Umeis Reuven. And now Reuven dies. Now, after Reuven dies, v'yosa b'chayv the Reuven. Now, somebody that once lent money to Reuven, and Reuven never paid him up, that's called the b'chayv of Reuven, he comes now, the Torah flame is Shimon. He wants to collect his money, so he goes down to the property that belonged to Reuven, and he sees it was sold to Shimon, so what? He has a right to take it away from Shimon. So lacha is, he takes it away from Shimon. So that's a lacha, that the b'chayv could take it away from Shimon. Now, v'yosa Shimon, Shimon goes ahead, ofayse v'zuzi. Shimon says, you know what, I want to keep this karkam, it means a lot to me, I'll pay you the money. Zachayv, how much did Reuven owe you, $100? And true, this karkam is also worth $100? I'll give you $100. So the kid says, Shimon lost $100 now. Shimon had to pay $100 for this field to the Baal Chayv of Reuven. Now, Dinahu, what's the locha? The Yosu B'nei Reuven, the Yisraimim, like Reuven died, so his children, his Yisraimim come, the Amri Leila Shimon, they go to Shimon and tell like this, Anan mitalteli shavuk avun gaboch. What's going on now, Shimon? What did you owe our father? You owed our father money because our father sold you the karka. Reuven sold the karka to Shimon, and Shimon didn't pay the $100. So Shimon owes $100 back to Reuven. So the Yoshim tells Shimon, all that you owed our father really was the money. Now the locher is the mitalteli diyas milabal choiv loy mishtabdi. If the Yisraimim Yarshim from the father Metaltlim, or like money, the money is not Mishubed back to a Baal Chayv. The only thing a Baal Chayv has a right to come and take is property, is karkum. But Metaltlim, things that are movable, or money, the Baal Chayv, the cloud, doesn't have a right to come and take it from the Yarshim. So, therefore, what happened? Shimon lost out. So Shimon, the kids, lost his $100. Because Shimon paid up the $100 to the Baal Chayv that he didn't have to, he wasn't supposed to. If he would have given the karkum, okay. But he didn't give the karka, he just gave the $100 that he owed to Reuven, he gave it to the Baal Chayv of Reuven. Now the assignment's saying, you did something you weren't supposed to. Who asked you to give away that money? That money was a mishubat for my father. So therefore, Shimon loses out. That should have been the locha. Now, v'yomar Rava, Rava skills him and eats like this. If Tikeach Shimon, if Shimon's going to be a smart person, he could say like this. Magvilhu Arya, let him pay up the assignment his karka. In other words, the Yisraimim are coming to Shimon and say, listen, you still owe our father $100. Who potted you? You have to pay our father $100. You have to pay him $100. So Rav is saying, be smart now, Shimon. Don't pay them up money, but rather give them back the karka. Give back this karka to the Yisraimim. Instead of paying them money, give them back karka. Now, when the Yisraimim gets the karka from Shimon, for Hoda Govil Leminayu, and now you Shimon, you'll be able to collect the achrayis, the guarantee from this karka. In other words, really Shimon lost the property because now Shimon is giving it back to the Yisraimim. He lost his property, but he got it on a guarantee. The guarantee was the father's going to pay me. So now the question is, if the Yisraimim only has metalklim only money, they don't have to pay up anything from the father from metalklim, but from karka they do have to pay back. So here, when Shimon gives back this property, the karka, back to the Yisraimim, now the Yisraimim, like Yashan, this karka from their father, and when their father sold the karka to Shimon, it was with a guarantee that if taken away from you, I'll give it back to you. Therefore, Shimon now will go ahead and get back the karka from the Yisraimim. That was Rava's Eitzah. Nachmav Yomar Rava, if you care Shimon, if Shimon will be a smart person, Magvilohu Arya, let Shimon, instead of paying up the money he owes them for the field, let him give back the field itself for the payment. So now the Yisraimim got karka from their father's Yerusha. For Hoda Govile Minayu. And now you, Shimon, you have a guarantee from Reuven that you get your money back from this property. So where did Yerushim get anything from the father? This karka. Therefore you'll get it. Why the Yomar Rav Nachman said like this. Yisraimim Shagovu Karka B'chayvah Savim. If Yisraimim, when the father died, now people pay up a chayvah, they owe money to the father, so they pay back karka to the Yisraimim. Is Alocha Baal Chayv Chayzev Goyv Reisamihen. Another Baal Chayv, if their father owed money to somebody else, They have a right to come to the Yorshim now and say, you just received property for your father, so that property is as if it belonged to your father, and your father owed us money. So we have a right to take away that property from the Yisraelim. That's Rav Nachman's halacha. So that's the same Eitzah Rava told to Shimon. Rava told to Shimon, if you're smart, pay off the property. So now the Yisraelim got property for their father, and now that the father has property, property is meshuvah back to whoever his father owes. And here the father gave a guarantee on the karkaram, therefore get back the property. And that's what Rava said. Now the kashrut was like this. If you're going to tell me, that whenever you pay up a choy, or whenever you monayin mishabodim, we say it as if you had it right away. So therefore, what went on here now? Shimon originally took the karka from the father, and he didn't pay back the money. But it was an achrayus though. So we say now that when Shimon pays back the karka, we look as if the karka belonged to the Yisraelim all the way from before. As if the Yisraelim had this karka when the father was still alive. In other words, as soon as Reuven gave the karka to Shimon, we look as if this karka went back again to Reuven. So when Reuven was alive, we look as if the karka was in Reuven's hands. Therefore, we say that now Shimon has a right to take the karka again away from the Yisraelim. The command, the government, mechayin davun dami. It's considered as if it was in the father's rishus when he was still alive. Eli yarmet, but if you're going to tell me, no, mikana la bohu goiva, that no, when you collect something, because somebody owes you money, and he doesn't pay you money, he pays you back property at the end, we say it's only considered from right now, you own it, not from before. Abizai here, when is Shimon giving back the property to Yisraelim? Way after the father died. So amai chayzav agayv oisam mehen, why is Rav Nachman's halacha right? That when the Yisraelim collect property from a chayv that they owe their father, we say somebody else could take away from the Yisraelim. Hohevei command is zovin yasmei nichsi dami. It should be considered like the Yisraelim went out and bought karka right now. If whenever you tell me somebody collects karka, like here, true, the father lent somebody $100. That guy didn't pay back the father for 3 months later, and the father died by then. Now, at the end of the time, after 3 months, when they pay back karka, you're telling me we don't consider like the karka belong all the way before to the father, but rather just right now. Right now, when he pays back the karka, right now it belongs to them. So who's alive right now? Only the Yisraelim. The father's not here anymore. So this karka never belonged to the father. If this karka never belonged to the father, it only comes right now to the Yisraelim. Why did the Yisraelim have to give it away for another chayv of the father? It should be considered like Yisraelim buys karka. If somebody yashins his father, and with the money he goes now and buys karka, that karka is not meshuba teni chayv. It's like my karka. It had nothing to do with my father. When my father was alive, I didn't own the karka. I first received this property right now. If I got it right now, it's my property. The Yisraelim's own property is not mechuyev to pay back for the father's chayv. It's only the karka that belonged to the father, we say. The father, if it's the father's property and the father owns somebody money, it's meshuba to pay up that chayv. But if you're going to tell me whenever you collect property, you only get it right now, so the Yisraelim got it right now, the father is dead. So the Zohar is considered like the father bought property. So, if the Yisraelim will go out right now and buy property, is there such a locha that if the father owed money to somebody else, that person has a right to collect it from the Yisraelim? Nothing doing. It's the Yisraelim's property. You don't have a Yerush doesn't have a chiyuv to pay up his father's chayvus. You only have a chiyuv from the father's property. If you're Yash and Karka, so the Karka that belongs to your father, that's Meshubit for his chayvus, you have to pay back his chayvus. But if you own Yashin Karka, even though you buy Karka later, you have no chiv to pay back your father's chayvis. So if you're going to tell me every time you collect Karka, it's only considered like right now I got the Karka, why does the Yosem ever have to give this Karka away for the chayv? Like it's a kashan Rav Nachman's halacha. Why does Rav Nachman say, Yisoyim shagov karka b'chayvis aviyim, if a Yosem goes and collects Karka because somebody owed money to the father? So instead of paying the money, now they pay the karka. So he said that the Baal Chayv, if another person that their father owed somebody else money, that person, that malva, could come and collect the karka from the Yisraelim. The kashrut is why? If you tell me, Mikan Labo Goiva, when the Yisraelim collect the karka, it's like they bought it right now. It had nothing to do with the father. So why did Rav Nachman say no? These Yisraelim still have to give away this karka to the other malva. This let me learn like Abaye, it's very good. If you learn the Mafreya who gave him, so whenever the Yisraelim collect the karka, we look as if all the way before belonged to the father. So look now, when the father was alive, the father owned this property. Therefore, this property is meshubet to the malva of the father. But if you say he first gets it right now, it's like nechosim the yorshim got. There shouldn't be any chayv on it. So Gemara answers that this is not a kash and rava. Shani hosim, it's here, it's different. To your malahu, we tell you like this. The same way you had to pay up your father, you also really right away had to pay it up to your father's bal chayv. The locher is mid Rav Nosson. This is the famous Rav Nosson's halacha. The Tanya, Rabbi Nosson Noimer. Rav Nosson says like this: Minayin lenoyshe bechaver amona. If I owe somebody else $100, bechavero bechaveroi, and that person owes somebody else $100, so it goes: Reuven owes Shimon $100, Shimon owes Levi $100. It's a locher shemaytziyin mizeh. Levi has a right to go and collect the money straight from Reuven. We don't say first Reuven has to pay the money to Shimon and then Shimon pays the money to the Levi, but rather we say Levi says right away, Reuven, you owe it to Shimon and Shimon owes it to me, so therefore Levi has a right away to go to the first one, to Reuven, and collect it from Reuven. That's Rav Nosson. That's called Shibud the Rav Nosson. That if I owe you and you owe him, he has a right to come straight directly to me to collect the money from me. How do we know that? He has a posik. Talmud Lema, the posik says, V'nosan lasher osham loy. It's talking about asham, if you made a shvuah that you stole from somebody and you swore falsely. The lachri is you have to pay back the money to the one you stole it from, and you have to pay back a chaymish also. But the posik says, osham loy. You have to pay back to the one that the karen, osham here means the karen, the original money, who does it belong to? Like it does, lasher doesn't say to the one you took it from, but to the one that it belongs to. In other words, if you took money from Reuven, and really Reuven owed the money to Shimon, you don't pay back the money now to Reuven, but rather pay the money, Osham Lai, to the one that the money really belongs to originally, which is Reuven. So therefore, when you pay back money, you pay back to who the money really belongs to. That's Shibud the Rav Nosson. So therefore, here also, when the father, someone says, the father borrowed money from somebody, and then the father took that money and lent it out to somebody else. So that person now owes the money to the father, and the father owes the money to somebody else. So that somebody else has a right now when the father's alive, really, to collect the money from that person. So that's why here, even though the father dies, and the Yarshim the Chosim, they collect somebody, Reuven owes the father money. So instead of paying the father money, they pay back the karka. When that person, Reuven, pays the father, the Yisraimim, the karka, we don't say it's like Yisraimim now bought new karka, but rather we say, since the father before also owed somebody else money, so that person has a right, like right then, to go to the original Shimon and get the money from him. So when that person gives the karka to the Yisraimim, we look as if that karka is still meshubid to the other malva. Because even when the father was alive, the malva has a right to go to the loiver of the father and say, you owe the father money, and the father owes me money, so therefore you have to give it straight to him. So when the father was alive, that malva had a right to take the money from the other loiver of the father. Therefore, it's not considered like new karka that the Yisraimim bought right now, but rather we say the shibud was chal still when the father was alive. So therefore, this here would not be a kash and rava. So we're still blind, and rava still holds his halacha. Rava holds whenever you collect karka from a chayiv, we only say mikana labohu goyvim. You only considered yours from the time you actually get the karka. And if you change your mind now, you have a right to change your mind. Tanan. Now we'll bring it right from our Mishnah. Tanan says in our Mishnah, Nochri shehilves Yisrael achemsei. If a goy lent money to a Yisrael before Pesach, he lends a Yisrael $100, and he tells the Yisrael, I want a mashkin, give me some security. So the Yisrael gives him his chometz. He says, here's $100 worth of chometz, hold on to it. He's a locher achara Pesach muta banor. After Pesach, we say that chometz is mutar banur. Why? Since the goy is holding on to it, or the Havamin, we don't even know the goy is holding on to it. Since it's a mashkin that the goy has a right to collect from that chometz, so therefore we say it's mutar banur. So the Havamin is the chometz is still in the Yisrael's reshus. It's still by the Yisrael. Still we say, since the goy is going to collect...